Wizard of Whiskey presents Swig and Ramble, a podcast for the modern age. Introducing your hosts, Justin Corey at Wizard of Whiskey, Nicole Woolsey and Violet Smith. When the lights go down, the bullshit shows up.
Well, hello, ramblers and shamblers. Happy whatever the fuck day you're listening to this. I'm here with the illustrious, fanciful Nicole. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
You know what? I have many complaints, as we will get to in this episode. Also with us today is the illuminous, radiant Violet Smith.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much. I'm also ready to complain.
You have come to the right Zoom. Well, let's jump into this shit. We're early in season five, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're just sort of chilling, filling each other out, not in a weird way, not in an HR way. So don't send us letters. Today we're just gonna bitch. We're gonna go back to our old ways and do a bitch fest fun time. So if we miss something, please write to us at what the fuck is wrong with you at swigandramble.org. We're a .org now, that's right. We are a nonprofit for ourselves. Who's got a sour as my mash? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. The biggest souring of my mash this month and past 2 months has been energy companies deciding to throw new subsidiaries or whatever they're called onto your account with not even telling you. That's been fun. Charged me $166 extra last month and $266 this month, even though they said they took it off. So just bills is probably overall, but that one, energy bills.
You guys have Con Ed out there? Is that who it is?
No, we're on Duke Energy.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. And they added this thing called Dyne Energy on all of a sudden. And it's like Dyne Energy Generation Supply. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I feel like I'm being charged for the street lights right now.
Literally.
You are.
It's stupid. I've also heard that Bitcoin and AI are making energy bills go up right now too, for some reason. That could be a rumor, but I'll complain about it.
I can kind of see that, actually, because of the power usage that it takes
to
run these servers and then cool these servers.
That's what I've read specifically. Yeah. It's like just it's so much power.
Yeah.
To make your tiny generated brain recipe.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Violet?
In my glass, I have a French vanilla coffee, as usual. And I decided to add what my glass bong includes today. And that is a mango wave bud. It smells really awesome. And it tastes pretty good, too. It does not taste as mango-y as I'd hoped, but... You know,
so
I wish they'd let you.
Go.
Yeah, I wish they would let you like smoke taste it in the building, because it never tastes the same as what it smells like.
Maybe they should do like shotgun samples or something. I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting.
The wine tasting is you got a weed tasting.
Make
yes,
a lot of money.
Exactly. I've heard of like dab samples at like big fancy parties in Colorado and shit. So
that'd be a problem for me, because I would not remember what I just sampled.
Right, that would be the
matter. Be like one of each, please.
So then when you smell them all, and they're like, "Oh, this smells awesome," and it's like, "Well, I mean, it tastes fine, but not like it smelled." But it is great. Mango flower. I got it for free for being a first-time customer.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah,
give you a little perks there.
Exactly. So what about you, Nicole? What's in your glass and mash? What sours your mash?
I have Diet Pepsi today because I am sleep deprived, so I needed some caffeine, but I didn't want to drink Monster because I'm too addicted to those lately. Right now, I mean, I know we're complaining and doing a bitch fest, but honestly, like, Complainers and Karens are driving me insane this week.
Hell yeah, perfect.
I mean, it's fine if it's everybody else, not me.
Yes,
Like,
exactly.
I'm gonna push it on everyone. But seriously, like, I work at a little gas station just, for fun. And the
Right.
people that come in and the random complaints that they have, I'm like, dude, I don't get paid enough to give a fuck. I literally
For
don't care.
real?
Don't care. Like, somebody asked me if I could talk to the manager about how much yogurt they put in a yogurt parfait. And I just looked at him and I was like, they don't even listen to me. Like, they're not gonna care. And I don't.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I
I
need
get the
more
price.
yogurt.
I get the price of everything is going up. Like, we have to pay for air to breathe right now. But also, most of us don't actually care about how you feel about it.
For real.
I before
That's
your
good.
yogurt thing, and my question was, what the fuck could people complain about at a gas station?
Literally
Oh, everything.
anything and everything, yeah. Like,
Everything. Yeah.
what is the like? I have never in my life
Been to a gas station before?
complained at a gas. I genuinely cannot think of
Same.
a time that I would ever have complained.
Yeah, but I don't see you as being like a Karen. Like, there are just people in the world that are so miserable that they will just find the most random little inconvenient thing to bitch about and make it a whole big.
Yes.
And
It
I don't know about you, but I don't have time for that. Like, I don't
exactly.
care. I
I got like the worst cheese sauce at a restaurant the other day. What did I do? Threw it away when I got home. Like, yeah, I
Yeah.
could have said something, but what are they gonna do? Give me more of the bad cheese sauce?
Literally.
I don't know. Sometimes you gotta
Especially
pick your
since,
battles.
like, the server has nothing to do with it. They just
Right. It's
buy
like, yeah,
it.
sometimes you just gotta like pick your battles too. People have never learned that one.
Yeah.
Like if it was bad on the like it tasted like it was old, maybe I would have said something. It just wasn't
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do
That's
not
fair.
know how to not say something either.
I
Just hold it in.
enjoy, I don't know if enjoy is the right word. I prefer to be the person at the restaurant in a group that has an issue because I know I will not explode. I was at a Greasy Spoon diner a few weeks ago and they upsold me on the chicken and waffles Benedict. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm about it, motherfucker. Let's do this. I was feeling chicken and waffles. She's like, would you like the Benedict? Absolutely, let's try this. 4 or 5 bites in, I see a very long, clearly not my hair in the Hollandaise. I pick it out, put it in a napkin. I discreetly tell the waitress, it's not about, oh my God, you motherfuckers ruined my meal. How could you? It happens.
Yeah.
I don't
And
care.
I think,
But I've been with
oh.
people who I'm like, I really don't want them to get the chipped plate or the dirty
Yeah.
silverware because they will lose their shit.
Yeah.
Um,
Yes. I have
and
definitely been with those people before.
so what sours my mash?
Yeah.
It's so interesting that you mentioned like tasting weed and weed tastings and things like that. Years and years ago, when I was studying some of the sommelier stuff, and I never bothered taking any of the exams or like actually going through with it because it seemed very pretentious.
Right.
And still it's gotten worse. But anyway, so I had the books and I was doing the reading and I was doing all the tasting and I was doing all the stuff you're supposed to do to sort of go through the motions. And around that same time, this was like 2011, 2012, the term weed sommelier or cannabis sommelier came into the
Yeah.
lexicon. And I'm thinking to myself, and I know people who left the wine industry to become a tea sommelier because they taste hundreds of teas a day.
Oh, yeah.
To find the right blend and all this other stuff. But I never understood the concept of a cannabis sommelier.
Oh,
I get it,
it's,
but
yeah, oh, yeah. Because, like, it, there are some that I will not smoke. And I'm like I'm an avid partaker, you
yeah.
know? But there's certain, like, terpenes, I suppose they call them, and
Oh.
such, yes, that make it taste differently. And there's one called limonene, I think. My friend worked in the industry for a while, so she learned a bit of it. And so whenever I go with her, and she's like knows the words to say, it's like, well, I'm looking for this with that and this, and I'm like, okay. But like, there's one that I hate and it's peppery. It makes it taste like the bag was full of pepper.
True.
I can't handle that one, but some people love that one. And then, but I like ones that have a fruitier hint to them. I've had some that taste like straight up blueberry muffins. I've had blackberry tasting. It's crazy. But
Interesting.
hopefully it would be a cool job for sure.
It's funny because terpenes is a wine term.
Okay. Yeah, there's stuff
And
it's
so
in here then.
it's funny that it exists because it's a chemical reaction. Like
Yeah.
that's
You're
just funny.
seeing
I
stuff.
hadn't heard that in a while, and I think that's so funny. So anyway, that's how it kind of sours my mash a little bit that we nothing ever really happened with that. So weed became legal in a lot of states. Everyone's talking about, oh, we're gonna do weed cafes in California and all this other stuff, sort of make it like an
Right.
Amsterdam type of thing. And things are just moving way too slowly, for something that just makes you giggle. Like the number of people who have, like Nicole's doing, the number of people who have, I don't know, DUI'd someone on the marijuana is like a tenth of a billionth of a percent of the people who have done it drunk driving. And I sell
Oh,
alcohol.
yeah.
My job is to buy alcohol and turn around and find a way to get people to buy it from us. That's
Right.
my job. And
Actually, yeah.
like,
I went to one of the dispensaries I went to recently. There was a lot of paperwork and talk about freeing weed prisoners, I think is what it was
yeah.
called. Like people
Oh,
who have,
yeah. Yeah.
we are Michigan. That's a legal state, fully
Yeah.
legal state.
Yeah.
If you were in jail for that, you shouldn't be, especially if
Agreed.
something really small, you know,
Agreed.
like I
Literally.
was caught with an ounce driving home or something like that should be. You can do that now, so why is he still in jail? So there was like a big movement at this one specific spot. I can't remember the name right now, but I thought that was pretty cool. This that was a big one, a big crazy
Yeah.
thing.
I think we should tackle that first. But let me first tell you what's in my
Yeah.
glass.
Well, yeah, definitely. Yes.
I made a cocktail.
Woo.
It's a little fruitier
Let's
than I
see.
am used to. I used my good friends over at Amaretti flavors. I used their peach, white peach craft puree. Threw a little Australian gin that I had lying around. Snow-capped Ellis cider, which is one of my favorite single varietal ciders. And finish that with a tiny bit of Fernet in the glass, sort of like a rim of the glass. And then I use the Amaretti Edible Perfume,
Sure.
the
Wow.
passion fruit version, which I'm surprised they're not like selling this to like shops and stuff, you know, because I mean, edible glass
Right.
would be kind of fun.
It
But
sounds like
anyway,
it.
it's a very interesting cocktail. The ice is already melted because it's fucking warm here today. And when I say warm, it's like 86 degrees, because I'm done with heat.
I
But
feel
yeah,
that.
so let's jump right into that conversation. Why are brown and black people in jail for what is essentially bullshit?
Yes.
I feel like there's an answer.
Probably. Because,
Yeah.
yeah, it really is still just brown
Yeah.
and black people that are still looked at the most for it, you
Yep.
know?
I definitely have issues with our prison system.
Oh, yeah.
100%. The fact that we think it's okay to have private prisons, like I can go out and purchase a prison and get paid by the government based on occupancy rates. I'm not a fucking hotel.
Right, that
That's
is
just
insane.
insane. So a lot of things need to happen there, but so for weed specifically, for cannabis, and I honestly think I favor decriminalization of everything,
Yeah.
because what that'll do is that basically takes the bullet out of the gun for
Yeah.
all of the cartels. And I don't just mean South American, Mexican, Central American cartels. I mean big pharma too.
Yep.
Decriminalize everything. Let Pfizer come up with a fucking fanciful cocaine. They're already do. Philip Morris, some of the other bigger, R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco companies have been investing in weed for years because they know that once it's eventually legal, they're going to make trillions.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm not the resident weed expert. So Violet, what are your
Barely am. I say I'm barely am, but it's, I don't know, it's really hard because with all the legalization, It's strange too. Like Ohio was legalized how long ago? A 2 years ago, I think. I can't even remember right now. But compared to Michigan, it's so weird. We don't get. I think I even talked about this in the first podcast I was on with you. Like the amounts that we can buy here, you can't buy an ounce. It's like 20. Was it like 26.8? Or something like it's not 28 grams, it's just off enough. And it changes all the time. They're like, okay, well, now you can't have this, now you can't have that, but we'll make it you can have this instead. We can't have combustion, technically. We're not allowed to smoke weed. We should all be vaping it.
Oh,
They
yeah, because that's so much better for your lungs.
technically, like, bongs are still illegal and
For fuck's sake.
joints. Like, if you're caught smoking, it's a DUI, obviously. Like, driving and smoking, it's a DUI. But yeah, it's just there. It's all these little things that they nitpick. So it's legal, but at their discretion, obviously. And the more that the government is in on all of it, the worse it's gonna get. And they're just getting money from it, and they know it, that they can make a bunch of money by doing this to us. So
You think they would
I don't
make
know.
more money by, legalizing it and then getting all of the tax revenue from it,
Right.
and letting all the people out of the prisons that we're paying tax dollars for? Like, make it make sense.
Exactly. Like if I look up this one dispensary that's near me, let's see here.
I'm assuming, and I'm not familiar, but I'm assuming everything's illegal in Utah, including marijuana, or is it legal in marijuana?
So you have to have a medical marijuana card.
Okay.
Like, they do have medical marijuana, but they regulate everything so strictly here. They just
It's probably
ban.
really specific there too. Like
Yes.
it's probably the same where it's like you can get, what is it? I think
The
it's,
menu, my friend has one, and the menu for it is so small. Like, there's a few
yeah.
things. Yeah.
Like we can get 2.83 grams, 5.66, 14.15, or 28.3. And it's like, it's just so specific. Where in Michigan, it's like, do you want a half an ounce, a quarter, or a gram?
Well, we
And like, and it's a
every,
way out to
yeah.
3.5 is a gram, not 2.83. That's not a gram. 3.5.
Yeah, it's insane to me. But Utah also, they just banned nicotine vapes. You can't get
Yeah.
any flavored nicotine vapes, you can't get, which has caused like a massive, it's almost like bootlegging, I swear. People are like going across the border to Nevada, they're picking everything
Yeah.
up, they're bringing them back. The price of these things is like $45 to $65 a pop when you can get them across the border for less than $15.
Right.
Like, it's nuts.
That
My work,
happened.
we have to
Oh,
lock
yeah.
the beer cabinets at 1 a.m. and they can't be open until 7 a.m. because you can't sell alcohol in the state of Utah after 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's Indiana has a weird law like that too.
Yep.
We get travelers all the time that are like, what the fuck? I want to hang out in my hotel room and I just barely got in. Like, that's
Like,
insane.
sign
I think Indiana's is no, I think the gas stations can't sell. Some gas stations can't sell cold beer.
Ass
Like
only
it's
be
all,
warm. I
everything's warm. And I think it's because you don't want to drink warm beer on the ride home.
just
Yeah.
I don't understand why adults want to tell other adults how to live their life.
Exactly. It's
I
also it's
know.
beer. It's already fucking
I
legal.
know. I
You know.
know. Pick me,
What
yeah.
is it?
What is it? I think it was Mark Twain who said nothing needs regulating so much as other people's habits.
Yeah.
And that was one of the foundations of prohibition. And we're now currently in a neo-prohibition with several, people trying to outlaw booze again. I don't think it's getting anywhere near the steam that it did in the 1920s. But like what we talked about with Rebecca Rosenberg, on, fuck. I'm giving myself a pause because this will come out before that episode does.
Oh.
So I'll delete this memo to myself to delete this. But like we'll talk about in the future when we talk about prohibition, when we talk about what was going on in the 20s and all of that crap. People think that outlawing something makes it better.
Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry. That was a very
When
long sneeze. The
that's when he's
31
all
minute
weak.
wait there. So yeah, people think outlawing something will make the problem go away, but what it does is it makes it much, much worse. And kind of keeping with the marijuana, most of the marijuana that we smoke in this country is not domestic. It comes across the border. Not necessarily just the southern border. Let's make this very clear. But it comes across the border. And those cartels, and I call them cartels, including the Pfizers and the Kaiser Permanentes and the medical cartels, because that's all they are. I mean, they're deciding who lives and who dies based off of a profit margin that they want to keep. And as much as I don't like to see people murdered in the streets, just recently there was another healthcare CEO and another
Oh, yeah, there was.
BlackRock subsidiary person that was gunned down. I'm not calling for violence. I think we can resolve these things without violence if we can get money out of politics. But people are frustrated, and it's the corruption is worse and worse and worse. You've got private prisons where people are in jail for a few dollars worth of marijuana or a few dollars worth of something that should be completely legal. You guys were talking about sizes. I live in California. I can back up a truck and say, fill that fucker up.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give a shit.
And
I've
same with
never,
literally a state above me is fine with it. Like you can make as many transactions as you want. You can do anything they want. They love our out of stateness.
I myself am not a partaker. It's a vice I just never got. I've had it before. I did a training years ago with some cigar and marijuana things, but
Not for
it's not.
everybody.
Yeah, it's fine. We have gummies every now and then in the house, but if I'm gonna smoke, I'd like a nice cigar. I'd like something that, with some. I want black tar. Oomph. I want something that's gonna kill me one day,
It's
and I
gonna
don't want.
really coat your lungs.
Yeah, exactly. I
Mine are
wanna,
just really sticky.
If I'm gonna get popcorn lung, I want it to be for a good reason.
Mine are like sticky and resiny, probably.
So we just solved right there. We just solved prisons in America. So there you go. You're welcome, America, and the world.
Yeah, bitches.
All right. So I kind of want to see what's going on in the world today. There's some crazy shit going on with the alcohol industry. I've been doing a lot of research into the no and low alcohol trends, because I'm doing a presentation. And there's a here we go a new lawsuit against Uncle Nearest. For those who don't know, Uncle Nearest is the former slave who actually taught Jasper Jack Daniels how to distill. If I'm not mistaken, please correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm talking to you, Fawn Weaver. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. It's a breach of a loan agreement for $100 million in loans. Fulfill obligations. The brand failed to respond. Blah blah blah. I'm not going to read the whole couple hundred page thing. Looks like Fawn Weaver is named Uncle Nearest. Nearest Green Distillery, Shelbyville, Tennessee. Blah blah blah. Loan documents, lender, our parties. I really gotta say, I don't really give a shit on crap like this. I thought it was for something else, but yeah, this is the fact that people sue for anything these days
Oh, it's
is
insane.
ridiculous. Yeah.
People have learned that it's somewhat, they think it's easy to sue people. It's like, it's really not. You don't have to do it.
Yeah. You really don't. So there are some issues in the craft space. Oh God, this has what is this guy's name? This dickhead's name. It's one of the Pauls, Ron or Rand. This is Rand Paul, which I will never pay attention to. But Kentucky storied whiskey business is facing so Luca Mariano Distillery. Fuck you guys. Last month. So yeah, a bunch of distilleries are filing for Chapter 11. Why? How do I put this delicately? I have been in the craft spirits world, whiskey world, for a very long time now, and I've come across people who just assume that the good times would never stop, and they're blaming it on things like no and low alcohol. They're blaming it on things like people smoking more weed or people being more health
Right.
conscious or the neo-prohibitionist. But realistically, the market is flooded.
Yeah,
Plain and
that's
simple, the
true.
market is flooded. How many? I mean, do you guys even sell beer and you guys sell beer and wine, you said, but not after 1 a.m. But I mean, I'm assuming you have 20 or more different brands.
You can only get stuff in a state liquor store. You can't get it at a grocery store or anything like that. So
Wine and beer as well, or just.
you can only buy beer, and it's like low alcohol content beer in
Really?
grocery
Because
stores.
I was like, probably not a lot of people in Utah actually drink alcohol. It's mostly tourists and.
More than you think.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, they're just closeted
Are
Mormons
people
that drink all the
undercover
time.
Mormon drink?
Oh
Okay.
yeah, for real. You pretty much have to survive
I mean,
that
I figure, yeah. They're like, fuck that shit.
yeah, once
Love
I
you,
left the
man,
church, I was
but.
like, I left the church and I was like, wait a second, none of you obeyed the rules? What the fuck was I doing? Why was I the one that obeyed every fucking rule?
Right?
No,
Because
it's
I scared you to.
yeah. No, it's heavily regulated. And
Okay.
even when you go to the restaurants, like they had a thing called the Zion Curtain for a long time that if you were in a restaurant that served alcohol, you could only be behind the Zion Curtain so that families weren't exposed to the drink in the glass so kids couldn't see it. They finally tore those down like only a few years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
That's crazy.
And yeah.
Fuck's
And well, and even if I order a drink in a restaurant, they're not strong. Like I made the mistake of going to Vegas and ordering a drink that I normally drink here, and one put me on my ass, and I was like, "What happened?" The bartender's like, "Oh yeah, Utah doesn't put
you
shit in
tell him? You tell him, he's like,
liquor." Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we say that about the gay bars around here. They will pour you heavy.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's a so if you don't want to
That's
drink that night, maybe don't get a mixed drink. I love
funny.
those. It's fun. There's a lot of we have breweries. I can't say that word very well, but we have those everywhere here in Cincinnati. They are crazy. I've only been to a few.
Yeah, Ohio's a big craft beer. Utah has a ton
We
of
love
craft beer. They have Uinta. They have a
craft
bunch of
beer.
other craft breweries in Utah and
Yeah.
Colorado.
And the
Like,
funny part is the Mormon Church has stakes in a lot
course they do. Of
of
course they
companies.
do. Course they
Why
do.
wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. Hilarious.
Yeah, they make money. They're a business
Yeah.
first, religion
Of
second.
course. Yes. Some of the biggest investments over the past, let's just say 300 years have been made by the Catholic Church. Oh yeah.
And people are wondering because they have their own bank and
Oh
it's
yeah,
got trillions in it. Who knows? Because they
they
can't get out
make
of it. Yeah.
money.
They make trillions. My wife and I, for our honeymoon, we did Rome for a few days before we went on our cruise, which left from Rome.
Exciting.
It was. For me, as someone who is such a history guy, I loved it, but I also hated everything about it. We went to the Vatican, of course, and I'm just like, if I and I'm an I've been an atheist since I was in my late teens. If I'm the most respectful person there in the catacombs with all the dead popes, there's a problem.
Yeah.
If I'm having to shush people,
Right. And
it's.
it's not even the same for you. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it is the opulence,
Oh yeah.
the incredible wealth. And I haven't been to Utah in a very long time, and I've never gone into any of the temples or because I'm afraid I'm going to catch fire or be burned at the
Everyone.
stake. One of
You
those two, either
won't, I
combust.
promise. I went into one the other day and I was
Oh,
fine.
gotcha.
I've been
I
making porn
was
for 5 years,
yeah,
so
well. All right. So
just gotta be a good person, you know?
that's not what they
Doesn't
say.
matter what else.
As having been born, raised, and raised Southern Baptist, in the
Yeah.
South, the fire
Yeah.
and brimstone, it runs deep. And my
Yeah.
mom
Yeah.
was a she went to Catholic school, and We're both like super pretty atheists, but
I got lucky to get right out of it. My grandparents are heavily Catholic, raised my mom Catholic, and then I was raised slightly Christian, but more like kind of choose. It was like, we'll go to church on Easter.
There was a show
Okay.
about a lot of Christmas Eve Catholics, I think they're called. A lot of people do
Yeah,
that, yeah.
pretty much. It's like it's a more like for us was like grandma Christopher, like for grandma, like she enjoys it, so we'll go. But like I had to go to a few Catholic churches recently for funerals. They're scary. It's so cult like. It's like, and now we're going to talk like this for a moment. It's like,
Luckily, most of the funerals I've ever gone to have been in Arabic, and I don't really, well, they do a Latin and Arabic mix, and so I don't really
interesting.
understand most of it at all. So I'm like, all right, cool,
It's
they're done with the
probably,
little,
but
they're
it's
done
probably kind of
with the
cool.
thing, and don't have to worry about that.
I love listening to other languages. I would love to learn one. I tried one time and but it was in high school, so that failed. I
I
didn't want to
wish.
learn anything then. Gotta get on that
Yeah, do something, yeah.
Duolingo.
No, you're right though. It's sad to see the show that they put on. It's a huge
Yes.
front. And it's I think that's
Yes.
ultimately why I had the biggest problem with it is because it felt so fake. Because when it came down to the real stuff that mattered, like being a good person, that was hard to find. It's
Yes,
just
I had the same problem with two churches that I tried to stay up with because I don't know, I like the aspect of the community,
Yeah.
and in one of them I was part of the choir, but not like a choir. It was more like we had a thing on Sundays or we'd sing together. It was fun. And for the first one, I'd not come back for a little while, and like one of the first things they said was, "We need to pray to get a bigger parking lot." And I was just like, "I just really don't feel like you pray for
right
things."
there.
Like
Yeah.
if I was more in on it, be like for like health of my family, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So it already threw me off there. And
Yeah.
then the other thing, just like once you leave and come back, it's like people treat you differently. And I hate that.
Oh yeah, you
Do the
see it.
community's gone. Yeah, I came back one time to the one I sang at, and like everyone introduced themselves to me pretty much again, and I'm like, I was here, I've just been gone for like a month. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's just it all feels like a I don't know, like a you can't think of the name, a click for sure. That's yeah, a money click.
I genuinely have no issue with people who are genuinely
Oh
believe or have a relationship with their God, or again, and I think you're both right. It comes down to being a good person. I know people who are very religious and who, but they don't treat me like shit because I'm not. I don't treat them like shit because they don't believe what I believe. You can believe what you want to believe, but the idea
All day,
of
every day.
where I draw the line, and I think a lot of people sort of miss the mark on this when it comes to conservatism, and I'm not just talking about Republicans, I'm talking about liberal conservatism as well, where it's just a judge culture.
Yes.
And it's, you can't do this because I say you can't do this, because it might affect, like, these assholes who are out there, well, gay marriage will destroy marriage. It's like,
Will it?
it won't unless you're gay.
Yeah, well, and like it's not gonna destroy your marriage.
Yeah.
It's
You
nothing
being an
with your
asshole is
own.
what's gonna destroy your marriage.
Exactly.
Sorry.
But they've got that wrapped up. The guys,
Yeah.
the white
Oh, they
supremacist
do.
male voters figured it out. What if we elected and chose a guy who was a super pedophile and put him in charge?
Just
Then
flip it all around on everybody.
what we could do as white men is we could just make sure that women can't do anything.
Yeah, it all comes down to
Brilliant.
control.
Brilliant.
Control.
Like, they figured it out, man. 2025 project. I think it's in fact called Project 2025. They figured that shit out. They're like, wait a second. If we control everything and we force even the big liberal states and cities to do things our way, and we keep gerrymandering these districts, and we keep keep taking as much power and as much control as possible. Man, you gotta respect those assholes. They did it well. They did it well. It's gonna be a bloody fucking revolution, but they did it well.
Yeah.
Ah, good times. You're both in very conservative states. Me, I mean, this is a picture that I took, but we're relatively safe here. We're cool. I know there's been some shit, of late going on with ICE, and immigration and terrorists who, work for the federal government. That is concerning, but for the most part, we're pretty okay here. How are y'all?
Well, you said before we started talking, I mentioned I learned today about an abortion bill that's coming up, and that was crazy to me that I just learned about it in Ohio. Just so that's not scary at all,
So what's the bill?
I'm trying to remember what it was called because when I the first one I heard was wrong because somebody said it was House Bill 370, but that was something completely else. This one is section, or no, this is a newly revised one. Here we go. Republican lawmakers in Ohio to propose total abortion and IVF ban. They want to try to ban IVFs and IUDs, and it says it'll allow doctors and patients to be charged with homicide. And there's an Ohio Prenatal Equal Protection Act trying to become a thing. And it makes equal personhood at the moment of fertilization. And
Wow.
that's also what they're trying to discard embryos with. They don't want no IVF, and they're going to get rid of IUDs. So that was interesting to me.
I think like we should maybe have a podcast episode on this, maybe part of the Ramble
It's
After Dark series.
right.
So I'm reading the contents of the bill. This section 2903, the intent of the Ohio Prenatal Equal Protection Act is as follows: to acknowledge the sanctity of innocent human life created in the image of God. Now I'm gonna read this like I'm a fucking preacher in the
I
South.
know, right?
To acknowledge the sanctity of innocent human life created in the image of God, which should be equally protected from the beginning of biological development. Okay, first of all, you cannot have the word God and biological development in the same fucking sentence, you unbelievable Ohio cunts.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable. Yeah, I'm thinking we remove Ohio from the US. To acknowledge the Constitution of the United States as the overriding anything in the Constitution of the state. Okay, so now they're defending federal control. You gotta love this. The states' rights people defending federal control.
Right.
To follow the Constitution of the United States, which requires that no state shall deny any person within jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. Wow, this is some real good shit. Can I ask, since I'm clearly the expert on women in this show, can I ask how we feel about this?
Sounds absolutely insane.
Yeah. I think the more controls people try to put on it, the worse it's going to be for people.
Yeah.
A government
Like,
should never ever tell someone what they can and can't do
so
with their own body.
I just thought about something. Having all of these bans and all of these, like, all this stuff, wouldn't that, stress a new mother, a new pregnant woman out in general, like thinking, like, oh my gosh, if I do happen to miscarry, then this will happen, or if this happens, then this happens. That will put stress on you immediately anyway, and you might fucking miscarriage or have a
Yeah.
miscarriage. Like, that's you're already you're pre you're putting preemptive stress on women,
Yeah.
and it just is crazy because that makes me scared. Like, I want to have a baby, but it's like, what if something fucking happens and then I can't get care here or anywhere? Because I also live in a triangle of Indiana and Kentucky. Like,
Especially when a lot of it's not even in your control in the first place.
exactly.
Like
Yeah,
you
I
can't control
saw.
if your uterus is going to be okay with a baby in it. Like,
And I saw one thing that was like, spontaneous miscarriage is the only loophole, so to say. But who's deciding what's a spontaneous one and that you did something wrong? Not that anybody ever does something wrong to have a miscarriage, but what, who's deciding? You know?
Yeah.
These people who are making the laws?
Well, then it starts feeling like the fucking witch trials where anybody
Yes.
could be like, oh, well, I saw them take the morning after pill or, you know, or
Yes. Yeah,
something stupid like that. Like,
I saw them eat a sandwich with regular with lunch meat on it. I don't
yeah,
know.
they
Like
had soft cheese. They got listeria out of no, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I
So
huh.
it puts literally just from the start of it, even not even being, you're not even pregnant, you're already gonna fear all of it. Like it
Well,
goes
and
down
the,
that, it goes that deep.
so with the IVF thing, are they talking about the embryos, like the frozen embryos, like discarding those? They're going to be charged with murder and stuff like that. That's what that's, is that what that's saying?
Guess so. I hope not.
Because,
I'm
like,
joking.
as somebody that went through infertility treatments, like, you pay for so many, you know,
Right,
like,
that's expensive as fuck
and it
too.
is, and not all of them are always going to take, and not, and then sometimes, like, they'll have, you know, they'll store them in a freezer for years and then come back to them later and all of that.
Yeah,
So
they
then
just.
that gets cloudy as to, well, if you're saying that it harbors life at the moment of fertilization, but it's in a
That's
freezer for 10
fertilized.
years, like, but
A
then you'd also
baby.
get charged with murder if you discard it. Like, are we gonna just
Right.
start signing people up for to take these embryos on? Like, can you adopt? Well, like, it does, I just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense either. There was a baby that was just born from a 1994 IVF
I saw that.
thing. I thought
Yeah.
that was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I saw somebody said, this one's for the people that think that life starts at conception. Would you sell this baby a beer? Because he's technically 30 years
I
old.
was gonna
If
say,
life
like,
starts at conception, would you sell that child a beer? He's
Interesting.
30.
He was conceived in 1994 or something. Like,
Yeah. Fertilization was 94.
yeah.
Get that baby a nice whiskey. Oh
That kid's gonna have a weird story to tell.
my gosh. Two truths and a lie is going to go crazy.
That is
Right?
going to be nuts.
I'm actually 49.
I don't know how I wound up on this website. I was looking on the news website, and I had to close out of the Ohio thing. I could only get past the second
It's fucked.
rule in that, and I honestly, my blood began to boil. But I
Right.
wound up on this California candidate. I'm gonna invite this motherfucker on the show for one of our After Dark episodes.
Yeah.
Democratic candidate, a guy by the name of Stephen Klubeck. According to this, California, get a clue. It's funny.
I see
And
what they did there.
some interesting takes on the only two thing platforms that he seems to have are entertainment, which is apparently Hollywood left to go to Georgia, which is interesting. Make Hollywood Hollywood. That's a hashtag that he has. And then something about insurance. So I'm gonna send if you're listening,
Stella?
that's him.
Okay.
Because I mean, honestly, more white men need to speak up. Frankly, they're feeling a little stifled
Yeah.
these days. So I definitely want to have him come on. He wrote a book called Something About Truths. Let me look at this. Facing Hard Truths, free introductory chapter. Facing Hard Truths: How Americans Can Get Real, Pull Together, and Turn Our Country Around. I'm going to invite this guy on the podcast. So Stephen Klubeck, if you are listening, sir,
Let's
we
see.
expect you to come on the show and talk, because we are doing a series called Ramble After Dark, and this particular season is dedicated to women's rights, where we're gonna get into some shit. So we don't know what the future holds for the Ramble After Dark series. Maybe next time we talk about something else. But this time it's women's rights, because I mean, let's be honest, they ain't got none.
I'm
It's
gonna have to ask Mr.
yeah.
Klubeck about his 5 month relationship with an OnlyFans model, Stephanie. This might ruin him.
Oh my
Chases.
God.
Oh no,
What?
his Wikipedia personal life. Listen, okay.
What?
He's in a 5 month relationship with OnlyFans model Stephanie Gerzansky. Sorry, Stephanie, if you are also listening, which began in July 2020. Following their breakup, Klubeck sued her for offenses, including fraud, claiming that she misled him for her modeling career.
Gergansky? Is
About
that what
her.
you said?
Gergansky, yeah.
Stephanie
Gerzansky.
Gergansky. There we go. Got it.
Gurzan. Yeah.
Stanford University OnlyFans. Okay,
And then
interesting.
she filed a restraining order.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I definitely want this guy on the show. Come on,
Yeah.
Steven, if you're
He
listening,
said
I'm going to send you an email right now.
on Daily Beast, he said he's naive to the dating scene at the time and claimed the relationship ended with an apology letter from her, which he read aloud. He said she misled him about her modeling career.
These are some very
Oh, wow.
very interesting links that these websites are to. This is to RedTube. I'm gonna enter this site. This is gonna be a problem. This
Oh,
is gonna be a
what? Okay.
problem. Wait a second. This
What
isn't
skeletons
this
are
kind of
in this
show.
closet?
No, I don't want girls in my area. Thank
Oh
you.
my God.
Do not want girls in my area. I'm good. Oh my goodness,
Oh,
what the fuck is
no,
this?
Nicole, her Instagram's been zapped.
If she's
You
not a
know that
gold digger, we'll be
name.
happy to date a down-to-earth blue-collar guy.
I see
There are
that,
some
yeah.
professions that are just off the menu.
Oh, she's beautiful. How did you lose her? You lost her, Kubek? I forgot
Interesting,
his name
dude.
already.
Klubeck is exactly it. Thurston Tech blog. I don't know what any of this is.
Oh, Stephanie, you are
Oh,
lovely.
she was a Miss Universe contest? She was a
She
Miss
didn't
Universe
win, I'd be
contestant.
surprised.
She opens up about her OnlyFans. Here's a YouTube link. Let's get into this. Didn't you have an issue earlier with somebody on OnlyFans that were like
We do live.
12 years old or something ridiculous?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a so this person, their name is Lil Tay. I don't even want to give them the our time, but they were a pretty big YouTube star in the way of they were very young. Their parents put them out. They've been used for content since they were a child, I would say. And now they just turned 18 the other day and threw up an OnlyFans saying that their and not safe for work content will be up at 12:01
On her birthday.
on her
Yeah.
birthday. But there's some big questions on that end because and worries me for OnlyFans side of things because how did they make an account at 12:01 at 18 if you were 17 the day before when you I don't know. You can't make an OnlyFans account that fast and post on it.
I'm sorry. I am socially inept to the point that I don't
No, you're
follow the
good.
news. And if I get a Twitter or if I get a Instagram post or something that says something about something or a news alert, I'm not familiar with this person. You're telling me that someone who was a child 3 minutes ago
Yeah.
wants an OnlyFans. Now,
And
OnlyFans.
had content on it. Like, Already. So
yeah,
how did you
so.
take these pictures at 12:01?
Yeah, that's not how it works.
So
No.
effectively, people are watching and looking at someone who's underage.
Most likely on most people's ideas, that could be it. Yes. I'm not saying anything. It's all alleged, but someone who's made an OnlyFans, who has helped others make OnlyFans, you do not get verified
Nope.
in less than
That's
24 hours. And
what?
you can't put content out that fast either.
You
Like
can't.
maybe one picture, but honestly, the fact that she made that much money is so disturbing that there is that many people willing to go after the young girls. Like,
I'm pretty sure her OnlyFans says youngest girl on OnlyFans.
that's so gross.
Well, I feel like we should do a conversation for Ramble After Dark about this kind of bullshit.
I know I'm like, I think you should be 21 at this point to get one. And I was under 21. I was 19 when I got
Literally,
mine. And
you
I
can't
should have
even
been
like
21.
rent a vehicle till you're like what, 25? Like, I get turning 18 as you're an adult, but there is
No.
it's such a mental stress and
No.
emotional toll and
Yeah.
all of that. They're not ready for anything like that. It's disgusting behavior. There should be some kind of, here I am talking about rules and regulations. There should be some
Yeah.
kind of, like, at least give it
Regulation on
6
this.
months and let them freaking think
Yes.
about it for a little bit, or you
It should
know,
not be this on the dot. I can start posting myself on the internet.
seriously, there should be
It's
a time
disgusting.
frame. Yeah. Yep.
And it's disgusting for the people who are, like you said, paying this
Yeah.
money. She made $1 million in what,
That
12
upsets me
hours?
more than anything is
Yeah.
the fact
And
that,
it upsets me that they were, she, like I said, she was used for this content. I'm
yeah.
sure management and people in her life were like, make it OnlyFans. You're about to be 18. Like,
I need to look up. There's a Netflix documentary that just came up, but it's on content houses and younger girls that are going to these content
and
houses,
she, yeah.
and the fact that
Exactly.
they're getting them ready for when it's their birthday. And I'm like, why are they even at the content house to begin with if they're not 18? Like, that's, I hate it.
She's far from the first person too. We had, I think, Bella Thorne. I don't know if she was freshly 18 or not. Her whole thing pissed me off because she didn't post real pictures, which caused people
She
to
was the whole
charge.
reason with the chargebacks. Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
she caused everyone to
Yep.
charge back so much money that none of us could get our money, and now
Yep.
chargebacks are changed forever, and it's more
Yep.
catered to the buyer's side than our side, and so
Yep.
we can get money taken from us easily. I had $700 taken from me a few months ago.
Well, we can get our entire account banned if we get too many. So if somebody's pissed off and they just go report it, there's no questions asked and you're gone. Like
So,
it's
and
yeah.
then there was another person not long ago that had just turned 18 and got on too. I cannot remember, but it's the thing for celebrities to do. It's the next thing to make money on, and it just shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
It's all these guys waiting for these young actresses to turn 18, and that's
What's so
disgusting.
gross?
What's this girl's name again?
Liltay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus
She's
fucking
a
Christ.
baby.
It's, yeah.
She's a baby.
Little
She.
T's dad. TMZ. Oh, they're super reputable. Definitely gonna look at this.
Oh, you
TMZ.
good? Yeah.
Little Tays, is that what we're calling this child?
Ever since it was like her debut was some like I think do you remember that girl that was like Catch Me Outside? How about that?
Yeah.
So
Bad Baby. Is
Bad
that.
Baby, her first like big video I want to say was her fighting with Bad Baby, and then people were like, oh, who's this little girl? She's crazy. And then her brother started filming her being like, I'm the baddest bitch ever. Look at this Lamborghini I have. I live in a fucking mansion, and she's like 12 years old. And so, and then she like
You're
disappeared
just
for a
making this up.
while. I wish I was.
You're because you're talking gibberish to an old man here. I have no idea what
I
the
know.
fuck.
The craziest part is that
Yes.
you see this stuff happen and then you watch documentaries of like the entire whole 90s with the Nickelodeon stuff and everything.
Yeah.
And you start realizing how many of these adults who are supposed to be caring for these children are putting them in these situations, knowing exactly where they're headed. And I feel like it is human trafficking on a whole different scale.
Yeah.
So here's my question. This is E Online, which again, not exactly
Oh,
news.
that's what it is.
Little Tay's dad reacts to her making $1 million with OnlyFans 2 days after musician. I don't okay. Little
Ah, that's, yeah.
little.
I
So now I'm
wouldn't.
watching this
They
OnlyFans
call her
account on her
internet
18th
personality.
birthday. Subscriptions, something else. 2 days after 18-year-old. An interview with TMZ, real name Claire Eileen Q Hope, or is that G Hope? I don't know. Is now an adult and can make her own decisions. How do I put this? America.
America.
Just because you turn 18 doesn't mean you're an adult.
And that's the problem too, is they figured this out with alcohol and they just changed the nicotine to 21, and I'm pretty sure you gotta be 21 to buy weed in dispensaries and all that. Why don't we just fucking make everything 21 then? Like, why are we stopping right at porn? If it, and I we're and we're in the porn. We know it. I don't
Yeah.
want 18-year-olds buying from me though.
After
That
everything
too.
I've gone through, I would never tell anybody under 25 to do it. Like,
I was going to say earlier, the things that men have said to me,
yeah.
I don't want people under 25 to hear. And it's not
Yeah.
even like being mean to me. It's like what they want me to say or do. And it's just like,
Yeah.
ew.
It's the, like I said, the emotional and mental toll
Yes.
that it
Yes.
takes. Their brains are not ready for that. They have not
Yeah.
had enough life experience to know how to emotionally navigate it and process it in a healthy way. I just
I
thought
remember
there
when.
was there's a an adult film star that just committed suicide not very long ago, and I feel like there's not enough support in that kind of industry. You have all of
No.
these agents and people who come at you and they want you to do all of this stuff, but they're not giving the support that needs to be there, and it's not good.
So, a very, very, very large reason why I stopped paying attention to much news. Take a look in the chat.
I saw me.
You
I saw.
guys on the
That's what I giggled at.
listening won't be able to see this link, but Nicole is going to read out a very sensual voice the title of the article.
A very detailed analysis of Liam Neeson's penis, according to Janice Dickinson. What?
America's Next Top Model
They
alum
can
Janice Dickinson compares Liam Neeson's penis to a
a
water
water
bottle.
bottle?
Decades after briefly
What?
dating the Naked Gun star.
How do I put
When
this?
was this?
That's big news,
I have no idea.
baby.
I'm gonna put this as delicately as possible. The world is shit, and everyone involved in this article
Yeah, I
should
need to
burn
know
in
what
fucking
Liam.
hell.
I need to know what his penis was like, though,
I
baby.
don't. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
There is literally, and I say this with all of the love and care for Liam Neeson in the world, there is literally nothing on this planet, any existing planets, any planets we may find in the future in this universe or any other multiverse, nothing that I fucking care less about than Liam
Yeah.
Neeson's goddamn penis.
Oh, I was looking
Does,
up
I
that real.
wonder if does he know that? Like, does he even
Like,
know this article was
what
written
the
about him?
actual
Honestly.
un
He's sitting at home too, like.
mitigated fuck? How does this pass for news? Yes, I'm sorry. This child, her parents should be in jail.
Oh.
Honestly, I think all children stars, children YouTubers, these kids who are out there reviewing toys, it's not cute. It's not funny. It's
No.
abuse.
No.
Fuck
Exactly.
these
That's what I'm saying. Like,
parents.
it came out that her parents and her brother specifically like filmed most of the videos of her to go viral and get famous. And it was a lot of like clapping back and acting just ridiculous and acting all rich and stuff. And it came out that like they were like renting houses and renting cars for her to do this with. But she did on her Twitter account posted 3 days ago her a picture of her OnlyFans summary. And it was $1,024,298 in 3 hours. That's
Okay,
insane.
so little Tay, I can't believe I'm gonna say these words out loud.
I know.
Little Tay B Poppin is apparently her handle.
Yes.
If
Oh my
that's
God.
correct.
Yes, that's what I'm
She's flipping somebody off, porn star in training. Apparently that's the t-shirt she was wearing
Oh no.
in
What
her,
the
let me share my
fuck? Yeah.
screen. So here's my question. If we're going to be porn stars in training at 16, 17 years old, why do we have fucking laws?
Right.
This is pedophilia, ladies and
Yeah.
gentlemen. This is
Well,
absolute
have either of
fucking
you heard
pathetic.
of, I'm sure Nicole, you've heard of her. Have you heard of Bonnie Blue?
Yes, I
Oh,
have.
Justin.
No,
Justin,
I
you're
haven't.
in for. Oh,
You
Justin.
haven't? No, I have not. What the
Oh,
fuck is a
just.
Bonnie Blue?
So she slept with what was 100 or 1,000 men in a day.
Oh,
It
is
was
this
a
the chick that
thousand.
this is the Australian chick, maybe?
Yeah.
That got pregnant too.
Yeah. And
Who
she,
knew that you could do that?
2 days ago, she messaged Little Tay
Are you fucking
and
serious?
said, I'm gonna be in LA later this month. Would you be down to collab?
Oh my God,
He is
what the fuck?
avid. She's avid about it not being weird about sleeping with people freshly at 18. And she's like, what is she in her 30s or something?
26, apparently, because I had to
26.
Google
She's
this.
just.
So, Tia Billinger, known
She's
professionally
younger than
as
me, but
Bonnie
what the fuck?
Blue. I have fucking vodka older than this chick.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to click on Us Weekly 8 hours ago. Oh, here we go. Violet
This
Smith.
is the kind of stuff that's
I
like,
can't.
it's so hard because people
Violet,
look at us differently when
what does this say?
people are doing this insane shit.
Oh, you.
UK government could
Yeah.
ban barely legal content after Bonnie Blue's documentary sparks backlash. Yeah.
Okay, so how do I? This is Us. Is it US Weekly or Us Weekly? I haven't seen this shit. Oh, filming sex
No.
scenes, disturbing and
Oh.
sickening. So she had sex with 1,057 men in a 12-hour span. I do have a
Yeah.
question. It may seem inappropriate. Chafing? I mean,
She's
like.
gotta hurt,
Chafing.
man. I don't know. I
I
have. There's not enough
can't.
lube in the world that can make that a
Like,
thing.
I mean,
Like, no.
was it.
Never.
I genuinely don't want to know. And I hate
Right.
everyone for having learned of this today. I genuinely.
They banned her on OnlyFans recently, I think.
Yeah.
They had to like make probably had to make a new TOS. Like, how about you don't fuck 100 people on our site that we
Well, can
can't
you imagine the amount of release forms
verify?
and shit that you have
I
to
was about to
verify? Like,
say, how
that's
did she
affecting
verify every person on
everybody.
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Because they say they like verified ages at on site, but how? Did you? I don't
Yeah.
know if I believe you.
Violent sex that exists freely on their social media.
Yeah.
The Children's Commissioner for England told The Guardian. Now, this documentary risked taking us back by glamorizing, even normalizing the things that young people tell me are frightening. Bonnie Blue's content showcases violence against women as entertainment and allows sexist ideas that women are lesser than
Yeah.
men to go unchecked.
Yeah, she wanted to make a petting zoo and where she just like sat in a cage and let guys do whatever she they wanted to her.
I've been the only content creator that's happily slept with the numbers I have and have walked away smiling each time. Blue exclusively told Us Weekly in June, I want to be able to sleep with large numbers of people. I want to be able to be pleasured by the public and be
Yeah.
able to speak so positively about sex and not think, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble for speaking about sex. I understand that in principle.
Right,
I
exactly. Sure.
Yeah, I
Of
understand that in principle.
course.
We do slut shame and we do shame people for sex. I understand that completely. If
This
we're
is
aiming
insane.
for Genghis Khan type numbers, this seems to be extreme. I want to thank you both for ruining my fucking day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So
Yeah, I knew that one was going to be rough.
yeah, that is yeah, I genuinely have no words. Like I have no words.
There's another girl that was doing it too.
Nope,
I
nope,
can't remember her name, but
nope.
it's just crazy. And like I
It
said, it
is.
really puts a bad look on everybody that does this work, you know? Because then it's like, well, would you sleep with 1,000 men? It's like, no, of course not. But everyone's gonna think I will.
All right. So our next objective is I had to find a way to make $1 million in OnlyFans. So we're gonna go
Yes.
off. We're gonna brainstorm this. We're gonna figure this out. For those listening, hopefully you still are. I genuinely have. I genuinely can't even with the fucking words.
I've broken him, y'all. I'm very sorry.
Honestly, yeah, Julia tried for years, but this is I genuinely have no words.
Unfortunately, Nicole and I work within one of the weirdest spaces you can.
We will explore more of that in future episodes for sure.
Oh,
In
yeah.
the meantime, check out their socials. Don't be a creep. Let's
No,
start
please
there.
don't.
Don't be creepers. Go out socials, watch the content that they put out willingly. Check out all of our socials, Swing and Ramble. Go to the podcast, listen to it, join our Facebook group. Because we still have one of those, because typewriters weren't available anymore. And people didn't want me paging them. So yeah. That's all I got, ladies.
I think that's all I got too. I think it was a
Yeah.
fun time bitching.
It's
It's always
been
a fun
interesting and real. Always.
Fun time to bitch.
Well, for those of you still listening, go do all the stuff we tell you to do, and cheers.
Cheers.
That's it. Follow us, Justin Corey, at Wizard of Whiskey. Nicole Woolsey at G Girl Next Door and Violet Smith at 420 baby underscore Violet. for more societal fuckery. Until next time, stay hot, stay curious, and always ramble responsibly.